the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The business model of loading a company up with debt in order to extract immediate profits for yourself out of it, and then ensuring the failure of the company later on, seemed like exactly the wrong thing that we needed in America today.
We deem it wrongly as a job destroyer.
And if he's going to run the country the way he ran our business, I wouldn't want him to.
I think the ad is unfair. I think Mitt Romney made a mistake ever talking about the fact that he created 100,000 jobs. Bain Capital's responsibility was not to create 100,000 jobs or some other number. It was to make profits for his investors, most of whom were pension funds, endowments, and foundations. And it did it superbly well, acting within the rules, acting very responsibly, and was a leading firm. And so, yeah, I do think to pick out an example of somebody who lost their job, unfortunately, this is part of capitalism, this is part of life, and I don't think there's anything Bain Capital did that they need to be embarrassed about.
That's the latest Obama ad criticizing Mitt Romney's work with Bain Capital, followed by former Obama advisor Steve Ratner, who doesn't think the ad is fair. The presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From Fox, Martha McCallum talks to commentator Britt Hume about all the attack ads on Romney.
Clearly, this goes after the heart of what Mitt Romney says is his biggest strength.
He knew this was coming, Martha. If you followed the primary season, all we've been here before, you remember the attacks during South Carolina and Florida campaigns from Gingrich and Perry on vulture capitalism. I felt at the time that Mitt Romney needed to develop a strong and coherent defense of this, of his business record and of how private equity firms operate. I'm not sure he ever really did that. I mean, he moved on. The campaign moved on, and the message was not didn't really ring a bell with enough Republican voters. But it might ring a bell with a lot of independent and Democratic voters. And I think this is a danger for Mitt Romney.
And that raises a big question then for the Romney campaign. How do they respond? Do they take this on head on? Do they try to discredit this notion or any of these individuals? I mean, that could be tricky territory for them too. What do they do?
Well, it seems to me, put crudely, Martha, there are basically two ways to go here. One way would be to fire back at the president for his record on job creation, for what happened to the workers at a place like Solyndra, where the administration, I guess, encouraged that company to hire people and generate a business, and then it went bankrupt and everybody lost, including the workers and the taxpayers. You could talk about the dealerships, auto dealerships that were closed down when the government got control of a couple of the auto companies. An awful lot of people lost jobs, the businesses were closed, and so on. That would be one way to go. Another way to go, however, which I think might be wiser, just looking at this from a distance, would be for Romney to develop a defense and explanation of his business record, and to note, as we've heard Jay Carney note many times trying to explain to Solyndra, that, you know, you make these bets, you make these investments, and sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. And yes, people do get hurt when you lose, and that's part of the process, something that the administration itself has said is, you know, a legitimate part of what happens when in the process of capitalism and this creative destruction, as it's called. That's what happens sometimes. Things don't work. That's the way it works.
There's no doubt that they're going to have to formulate an aggressive response to this, because it's going to keep coming up, and we're going to hear about it, no doubt, in the debates as well between Mitt Romney and President Obama. One other issue that has come up that I want to get your thoughts on, there seems to be a rallying among some Romney supporters for him to go to Israel over the course of this, you know, what's going to feel like a short 6 months, I think, in this election cycle. They think he needs to squeeze that in and point out in doing so that the president has not visited Israel in his presidency.
Well, for people who are deeply preoccupied with Israel as an issue, I can understand why that's an idea that would tempt them. I'm not sure that it wouldn't come across as sort of ostentatiously political and in an effort to capitalize on the fact that he and Benjamin Netanyahu are friends from back in the day when they worked together here when Netanyahu was here. I don't really know that. But the other thing, of course, is that it has often been hoped by Republicans and conservatives that because their position in support of Israel is stronger than a particular administration, in this case the Obama administration, that the Jewish vote in America might be up for grabs, and maybe it could be turned. It's been Democratic since the earth cooled. It might be able to be turned. I think that may be a pipe dream. I mean, you look at the numbers now. I mean, the Jewish voters in this country know what President Obama's attitude toward Israel is.
Up next on the Talk Radio Review, as we focus on politics and who's running for the top, we take a listen to Ron Paul and some other alternatives to Mitt Romney when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. a dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm here to focus on the presidential race with you from our countdown affiliate WDEL. Talk host Alan Laudell talks to analyst Benji Sarlin, who says even though Ron Paul has said he's not going to spend any more money campaigning in states that have not had their primaries yet, Romney still has reasons to be concerned about him.
Tell us what has happened of late to give establishment Republicans and, in particular, the Romney campaign a reason for concern.
Well, the big concern is that Ron Paul supporters, even though Ron Paul hasn't actually won a single state outright in terms of winning its primary or caucus vote with the highest percentage, is supporters are showing up at state conventions where they choose the actual delegates who go to the national convention. And they're making very concentrated efforts to try to put their own loyalists into these positions, even if they're required to vote for another candidate, you know, like Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich. And some of these events are turning kind of ugly. The Paul supporters or Romney supporters don't always get along. And in Oklahoma on Saturday, their state convention, and Ron Paul supporters fell just short of getting their own delegates elected to go to the national convention. And reportedly, Paul supporters complained that one Romney backer hit someone in the head, and the sheriff's office was called in to stop the melee there. And then at a separate event in Arizona, the state convention the same weekend, Romney's own son was booed off the stage by Ron Paul supporters, who chanted that his dad was the white Obama. So there's just been a lot of this is something we've been seeing throughout the primaries. There's just been very rowdy kind of disputes at times between Paul and more mainstream Republicans.
Is there any evidence that Ron Paul himself personally disapproves that, in as much as he might be wanting to pave the way for Rand Paul, his son, in national politics, that some establishment Republicans could harbor a long grudge over things like this?
Well, that is a concern, and Ron Paul himself has been playing down the idea that they're going to be disruptive when they get to the Republican convention in Tampa, and he's actually been very personally friendly with Mitt Romney. He often stresses that they have a personal friendship, doesn't criticize him too directly too often. But it's an open question, A, how much control he has over his supporters, and B, what they're going to do if they don't get any of the demands they're hoping for besides just nominating Ron Paul. As you mentioned, one issue is maybe they try to get Rand Paul a prominent speaking spot, or even more, a spot on the ticket. Maybe they try to get changes to the platform to, say, emphasize some of their favorite issues that the rest of the party doesn't always like to talk about, like the gold standard, say. So it's really unclear just what they're going to do when they get to the convention.
Well, that's something where Ron Paul is actually more of an establishment type influence, and his supporters are running wild.
Right. I've had some supporters tell me that, look, I'm going to Florida, but I'm just going to wait to hear from Ron Paul himself until I decide what to do. That's it. Other people are telling me it just doesn't matter what he says. It's a movement. We do what we want. It's about larger ideas, and we're just going to, make sure those ideas are aired no matter what. So it's very unclear just how much control he has and just what's going to happen.
Well, you know something you just said. It's our movement. We will do what we want to do. It almost sounds like Occupy on the libertarian right.
Right, and in fact, there's been overlap at times. If you went to a lot of the early Occupy rallies, there often were people with Ron Paul signs there, who are sort of one group among many who are involved in the Occupy protest.
Which is interesting, because of course, mainstream conservatives and even some non-mainstream conservatives have castigated the Occupy movement as being exclusively controlled by the left.
Right, I'd say this is a bit of what you'd call a wraparound effect. There's a lot of opposition of big finance among Ron Paul supporters.
Next up from the talk world is Trey Ware, here with former Congressman Bob Barr of Georgia about an alternative to the two-party system.
If you would, please give our listeners kind of your Bob Barr's assessment of where we are right now.
We're still, unfortunately, overall in the political system, locked into the two-party system, Republican and Democrat. And although both of those parties over the years have developed very credible platforms, very credible candidates, it really offers the voters very little sometimes in terms of real fundamental philosophical choice. And that's really what's at the heart of the Libertarian Party, which is America's oldest and largest third party, dating back to 1971, first ran a candidate in the 72 election when Nixon ran. But the Libertarian Party truly believes, as its core mission, in government that is only so large as to guarantee the rights of the individuals and to protect the nation. All else is surplus, and it seeks to maximize individual liberty and minimize government power. I think in perhaps one sentence, that would be the philosophy of the Libertarian Party.
Really, there's not much difference between today's Republicans and Democrats, is there?
I tell you, they're both big government, and although certainly it's better to have the candidate who is slightly less big government than the other candidate, you're really choosing between two candidates who firmly believe in expansive government programs to one degree or another. And the Libertarian Party, which, like all third parties, always has a very difficult time getting on the ballots and getting in the media, getting invited to the presidential debates. The last one that was able to was Ross Perot back in 92. It's very difficult for these parties to get on the ballot and to get out there. But this last weekend, as you mentioned, at the Libertarian Party National Convention, they nominated, I think, a very strong and very credible ticket with former two-term New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson and a retired judge from Orange County, California, Jim Gray.
Up next on the countdown, we'll shift over to the debate over gay marriage, which still seems to have people cracking and talking. That's next on the countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in the spotlight here, as usual, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Meehan talks to analyst Josh Davis about the cover of Newsweek, which features a picture of President Obama. And the caption reads, "First gay president."
According to Ron Paul's son, he says that he didn't believe that President Obama's stance on gay marriage could get any gayer. Believe it or not, that's what he said. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul said that.
Well, it becomes ludicrous when you add the word senator to the man's name. But I know he said that. And yeah. I think that what's interesting, the Newsweek cover, first of all, just like the Time cover, is designed to catch someone's attention in a newsstand or in a doctor's office and get them to look inside the magazine.
Certainly.
And it works.
Right.
Just like the Time one does.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this other question, which is what's the thinking behind the cover story? Because we know, for example, that President Obama is not gay.
That's right.
He is, you know, in a lot of ways, an absolute stereotypical middle-aged guy with a wife, a few kids, or a couple kids, and a dog.
And lives in a big white house on the corner at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, it's a slightly different house than either you or I have. And America's grateful for neither of us being the occupants of that house.
Believe me.
But let's talk about what he did,
yeah,
and also talk about what the title means. So the first thing is, whatever else is right, American political debate about marriage equality will never be the same after the President of the United States endorsed the idea last week. Period. No president or person that senior in you don't have to go farther than that. No president has ever taken that position.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, the dialogue, or both the intensity of the conversation and also the nature of the dialogue, has changed forever. In terms of intensity, Mitt Romney gave a speech at Liberty University this weekend,
yep,
where he made abundantly clear that marriage equality is going to be at the heart of his campaign, that he's opposed to it, and that he's going to say so anywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, an issue that is kind of floating around is front and center in the campaign.
Which is interesting, Josh, by the way, because many will tell you that that has really no relevance on whether or not somebody goes to the polls.
Well, not only no relevance on whether somebody goes to the polls, but honestly, no relevance in terms of federal policymaking.
That's right. That's
because
right.
The president has said he thinks, and he's right about this, that marriage laws are for the states
to
decide.
Right.
Here's host Bobby Walsh talking to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about President Obama's announcement that he supports gay marriage.
I want to get to the President Obama and gay marriage. Your thoughts, Doug?
Well, I disagree with the president on the policy. I don't know what to make of the decision at this point for them to sort of formally change their official position. It's always curious when the leading edge of a new policy is coming from Joe Biden. It's not clear whether that's a conscious decision to have a trial ballooned by the vice president or whether it's Joe Biden being Joe Biden. I just don't know.
Yeah, and you disagree with him on the policy.
Right.
Do you think it helps him or hurts him?
Yeah, I don't know how to gauge that, Gunther. I think that the people who will vote on the basis of that issue, whichever side they're on, they've already made up their mind.
Yeah, I don't think.
So I don't think it moves a whole lot of votes. I think it does help the president with fundraising from the gay community, which is a significant source of fundraising for him. So it helps him in that regard. On the other hand, it does provide a new and recent reinforcement that he's got a very liberal worldview, and that doesn't help him. So I think it's just very hard to say.
All right, let's move to something else, the discussion of the rising obesity rates. So we get to that next on the countdown in the next half hour.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. It's really this simple. There's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible.
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a welcome back into the second half hour of this hour's Talk Radio Review. Here's John Thompson talking to Betsy McKay from the Wall Street Journal about the impact obesity rates are having on healthcare, economy, and the news.
This issue has been very much in the news, you could argue for years, but recently we've seen a lot about health care, specifically the amount of weight that people are gaining, children are gaining, the amount of impact it's having on the economy. What are you starting to hear when you're looking into this issue?
More than a decade since the Surgeon General first warned about the problem of obesity. And, you know, we've been hearing about it since the late 90s. And actually, rates of obesity in the country have kind of plateaued since 99, 2000. But the problem is two-thirds of adults in the country are either overweight or obese. And obesity in particular is of concern because there are health implications with it. Obese people are more prone to develop type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and, you know, costly chronic conditions. And the Institute of Medicine came out with a report yesterday talking about ways to tackle this epidemic and, you know, saying progress needs to be accelerated. And they put the cost of obesity in the nation at $190.2 billion annually in treating obesity-related illnesses. So it's a major problem. And as you know, as everybody knows, healthcare costs in this country are soaring, and one of the big reasons is because of our weight.
Let's start at the beginning, and that is the weight issue itself. The NIH, is it going beyond just putting down the fork and getting off the couch once in a while?
The Institute of Medicine is a health policy advisory body to the government, and their report yesterday set five different goals that, as a nation, you know, collectively, government, food makers, schools, doctors, everybody needs to take to try to curb this epidemic. One of the recommendations is to make schools a, quote, national focal point of this, since children spend so much time and do a lot of their eating in schools. But they recommended, you know, integrating physical activity into our lives more, making healthy foods available everywhere so that we're not just saturated with sugary, fatty foods, marketing them, getting employers to embrace workplace wellness, you know, healthy food and activity and obesity prevention, and doctors to do the same. So for each of these, they made very specific recommendations. What's interesting is none of the recommendations are necessarily all that new. People have been talking about it for years. It's just getting it to happen.
Here's Taco's Joe Galuski talking to medical analyst Dr. Mitchell Brooks about whether this obese problem should require that those who are obese pay more for health insurance.
One of my more outspoken friends, Dr. Brooks, said American fatties should pay more for their health care. That would motivate them. Would that motivate them?
Well, if you have skin in the game in anything, I suppose that'll motivate you. If it costs you more, yes, I think so. The other thing that should motivate them is that their life expectancy is going to be severely decreased. And if they care about their families and if they care about their loved ones, they should really do something about it. The issue is really chronic, and it's very scary. It's costing us about an extra $150 billion a year. It's gotten so bad that we have to have ambulances now that have winches that are capable of lifting 1,000 pounds.
Here's the deal. We eat way too much, and we don't have enough discipline.
Well, that's correct. Americans are undisciplined. Americans have an attitude that they deserve things or they're entitled to things, and they're not going to take care of their health. And if you're not going to take care of your health, then as a physician, why should I take care of you? And more to the point, why should someone else pay for your attitudes on health and for what you put in your mouth?
Most people, it can't be difficult to figure out that you're obese if you're obese. I know you know, but the thing about it is most people, I'm sure, are aware of it, but do nothing to solve it.
Well, that's right. And as you had suggested initially, the only way I think it can be solved is, yes, we're doing all of these things. We're putting more sidewalks in communities. We're expanding public information. We're showing people that they need to eat smaller portions. We're encouraging 60 minutes of exercise in public schools. But that's not going to change. The culture has to change. And unless there's pain involved in being obese, and when I say obese, I mean if you can control your weight, that is to say if you don't have a disease state that you have no control over that makes you obese, then I think that you should pay the penalty, and I think the penalty should be severe in terms of financial cost for your insurance.
Up next, our attention goes to the attachment parenting photo. That's the controversial cover of Time magazine next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
Welcome to Domino's.
I'm here to pick up my order, the most bestest deal ever. The Monday through Wednesday, $7.99 carryout deal.
One large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99.
Jinx!
You're pretty serious about this deal.
I even named my kid Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal.
My name's Lauren, Dad.
Just until those legal documents clear.
The Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal. When you get a large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99, it's easy to get carried away. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Each dish may be extra. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 19stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 19stamps.com. That's the number 19stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 19stamps.com. This really is a no brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 19stamps.com.
Man, is there anybody who's not talking about this Time Magazine breastfeeding cover from last week? Here hosts, as an example, Ro Khan and Richard Roper talked to reporter Ron Majors about the controversy that Time has stirred up with the choice of cover photos they used.
The picture is a beautiful woman who appears to be a mom. and you'd hope she is.
We hope she is.
Who is standing up and wearing sort of like a strappy, what would you call this, Christina?
Spaghetti straps, yes, right, Christina?
Yeah, tank top, spaghetti strap tank top.
Spaghetti strap.
And skinny jeans.
And skinny jeans.
Beautiful young woman.
And cool flat shoes. And there's a child who appears to be 17 or 18, I don't know. How old is it? It says here he's 3.
This kid's not 3. This kid's older than 3.
He looks older than that.
Well, then they're lying, then, because Time Magazine and this woman are saying the kid is 3. Right. I would agree. The child appears to be of Little League age and would be the biggest kid on the Little League team. He'd be playing shortstop and pitching.
Yeah.
He's standing on a chair. He's wearing fatigues, hiking boots, and a gray shirt.
Yeah.
And he is
feeding.
He is breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And this woman is
feeding on her breast, which is bared.
Yeah.
And only that portion that he's feeding on is covered, and it's covered by his mouth.
Well, let me put it this way. If she was standing on the ground, he'd be taller than her belly button standing on the ground.
Yes, he would.
Right. If you could, extract milk from her belly button, she wouldn't need to put him on a chair.
Yeah.
All right. That's
the point. And now you look at Are You Mom Enough, the headline, in a whole different way. And it is... believe me, it'll be controversial, but, you know, I'm stuttering trying to figure out what to say exactly about this.
I'll tell you what to say exactly about this. Let me help you with this, Ron. By the way, this is hitting newsstands on Monday, right? Isn't that when Time comes out? Mondays or Sundays now or whatever? They kept moving it back so it could compete with the Saturday Evening Post.
Weekend,
I don't know what the hell it's competing with. This is not exactly Rockwell right here. Norman Rockwell never did this.
No.
For the Saturday Evening Post.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. There's this whole deal where if a child is old enough to ask for the milk.
Yeah.
In a complete sentence.
Yeah.
While doing their math homework.
Right.
They are too old to breastfeed. I'm sorry. And the people who are doing this, the moms who are doing this, are bat crap crazy. Be mad at me for it. Listen, I'm all for breastfeeding. You want to breastfeed till the, for the first 9 months, year, whatever it is of the child. Most moms are like, they want to do it. They like the bonding part. It's good for the child. There's all kinds of benefits to it. Those benefits tend to recede after the first year, the health benefits for everybody. And what you really are finding out is when the kid is 3 and breastfeeding, mom's cuckoo.
He's a big 3-year-old, too. He's
and then
much
the 3-year-old's
larger
than... aware of the unusualness.
Here's radio man David Serrata. Again, the Time Magazine cover this week, and the story on attachment parenting.
ostensible reason Time magazine put this on the cover. I say ostensible because the real reason to put it on the cover was to create controversy and get people to buy the magazine, and they succeeded in doing that. But the ostensible public reason they've done that, the reason that they state they've done that, they haven't gone out and said, listen, we did it just for a big spectacle. The ostensible reason is that they want to talk about what's called attachment parenting. Attachment parenting is a controversial kind of method, I guess, of parenting young kids, in which the child is physically near or even touching the parent for many years. And so it's a whole article about attachment parenting, and one of the parts of attachment parenting, the tenets of it, is to breastfeed kids for a lot longer than they are typically breastfed in the United States. Some cultures breastfeed kids all the way up to 5 years old. In USA Today, they have a story reacting to the Time magazine cover, noting that despite the breastfeeding brouhaha kicked off by Time, 3 years old, is actually the norm worldwide to breastfeed kids up until. But in the United States, breastfeeding children that old is practiced among only a tiny sliver of mothers, says USA Today. Additionally, Slate magazine noting that in prehistoric times, kids were breastfed all the way up until 5 years old. Time magazine would argue that they put this on the cover in order to imagistically depict that reality, to actually show you an image of that reality in order to shock you into seeing the case for attachment parenting. If you want to weigh in on the substance of attachment parenting, should kids be breastfed until they're 3 years old, until they're 4 years old, until they're 5 years old? How have we arbitrarily, or is it arbitrary? I'm going to even ask that question. Is it arbitrary for our physicians to say in their guidelines? The American Pediatric Society, for instance, says they recommend at least 1 year. And our culture has said 1 year is basically the norm when people breastfeed. And a lot of people don't breastfeed their kid at all in the United States. But is 3 years old too old to be breastfed? If so, why do you think that? If not, why do you think that? Then there's the second question about Time magazine. Is this an appropriate image for a national magazine? Or is this exploitation? There's a psychologist who wrote an essay for Fox News. Now, granted, it's Fox News, so take it with a little grain of salt. But he wrote an op-ed for Fox News' website, and I think he's got a point here. He writes, the truth is that what Time magazine may have unwittingly captured and been party to was a grotesque form of psychological abuse, the parading into public of an intimate moment, intimate for mother and child, at the sole discretion of that child's mother, who didn't stop to think that a child may not be able, at that age of 3, to know what he thinks about the whole thing, much less to stop it if he wanted to. So this psychologist is arguing that this is an exploitation of a child.
Here are Luke Burbank and Dave Ross talking to Deanna Ford, who was involved in the Time magazine story on attachment parenting, but she's not the woman on the cover.
Do you have any idea that this was going to turn into this national debate that it's turned into?
No, I think when they approached us to come to participate in the photo shoot, I didn't know that the title of the article was going to be so designed to spark mommy wars.
Are You Mom Enough was the headline that
right.
they had on the photo. Did you see the appearance of the
yes,
woman who's
yes,
on?
Yes, I saw Jamie, yes.
Right. So the first comment that I got in the newsroom after that was on the air was, Dave, you have to see this, because I've been defending this. I'm saying, you know, what's the big deal? But the comment I got was, this kid was all over her. You couldn't pry him away from the mom. It's too clingy. This is the danger.
You know, has that reader, have you ever been to a major television studio? Mm-hmm. I've never been, but I've been to, you know, we went to the photo shoot. I've been to other, you know, similar venues. It's stressful. They also just flew from their home to New York City for the second time in a week. It's upsetting to a child's routine. So, of course, he's going to be upset and clinging.
Deanna, tell me about your kids and also your parenting style.
Well, I have a 4-year-old and a son who is Kieran. Mm-hmm. And a 5-month-old daughter, Ilia. And, you know, if you wanted to pigeonhole us, you could say that we practice attachment parenting, but we don't practice attachment parenting because it's this philosophy that you have to follow every single thing. We do what works for us.
The J.P. Morgan Chase multi-billion dollar loss You want to hear from the Donald? He's next here on the Countdown.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Wowie zowie, the fallout from J.P. Morgan Chase's recent multi-billion-dollar loss. That's what we talk about here. And we begin with Fox News and Gretchen Carlson, Steve Doocy, and Brian Kilmeade all talking to Donald Trump about the role of regulations in this loss.
Fox Business Alert 3 right now. Heads are rolling this morning in the wake of the staggering $2 billion plus mistake at J.P. Morgan Chase. Three of the highest ranking executives stepping down as early as today. Topping the list, one of the most powerful women on Wall Street, Ina Drew. She was J.P. Morgan's chief investment officer. All right, Donald, put this in layman's terms for all of us.
Well, it's called making a mistake, and that's what happened. They made a mistake. Jamie Dimon's a good man, and he's a great leader, but this was a big mistake. It was a $2 billion mistake, not bank-threatening. In fact, they'll make more in this quarter than that money, but sounds hard to believe, but that's what's going to happen.
So put it in perspective, Donald, I'm just wondering, in perspective, $2 billion is a lot, but in terms of what the bank brings in, not that much?
Well, it's a lot, no matter how you cut it. But no, the bank is very solvent. It's very strong. It's not that much relative to what it's making, but it's a tremendous black guy in the bank. It's a black guy for Jamie Dimon, who sort of spears a lot of good things and, frankly, represents a lot of good people on Wall Street and represents them well. So this was a mistake. He admitted this was a mistake, and it's a tough one for him to swallow. I watched him over the weekend on television, and it's certainly not easy because he's very much led a charmed life.
Yeah, no kidding. It's got to be tough for him to say, yeah, we screwed up pretty bad.
Dodd-Frank. You know, you have Dodd-Frank, and you have all these regulations and bills and everything that's been put in. Now our people are saying, give us more. Well, that's not going to stop it because it didn't stop at this time, and they have a lot of regulation.
Right.
But it was a mistake. You know, when you do business, whether it's Trump or Icahn or anybody else, you can name anybody, when you do business, you do things that maybe turn out to be mistakes, and you learn from the mistakes. And that's what happens. I mean, it's called doing business. You can't have a 1,000 batting average.
I was just about to say that sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And in this case, it's just one of those times, but they lost big.
Well, they lost big, but they didn't lose insurmountably big. You know, I always tell people when they ask about deals, never go into a deal that's bigger than you can't handle if it turns out bad. You know, a lot of times you go into a deal and the best deal turns out to be not so good. Yeah, I have no idea why. But I always say, never take down the ship. I've seen it happen. I've seen guys go into deals where it was going to be great, but it was bigger than they could handle, and it turned out not to be good, and it took down the ship. This doesn't take down the ship, but it's a mistake, and it's a very, very negative thing, I think, for Jamie, who really is a good man.
Yep, and he was so highly regarded, probably as the most important banker on Wall Street right
and
now.
And still is highly regarded, but he's got to get past this.
But let me ask you this,
incident.
Donald. Is there any, could there be any truth to the fact that bankers would take more risk right now because of the added regulation over the last few years?
I think regulation, all it does is make a bad banker probably worse, if you think about it. I think the regulations are not good. The Dodd-Frank stops. You try and go out, if you're starting a business, you try and go to a bank and get money. They're afraid to loan it.
Here's host Doug McKelvin talking to Money Watch's Jill Schlesinger about the fallout from this loss at J.P. Morgan Chase, the biggest bank in the world.
Granted, they've been doing really well compared to a lot of the other banking institutions around the world and so on and so forth. But they got involved in these cotton-picking risky investments, and now they're paying the penalty. And I'm hearing this morning that there are multiple people who may be resigning.
Yeah, you know who's not resigning? Mr. The Buck Stops Here, Jamie Dimon, the CEO. You know what he should have said? I would have loved it. He said, you know what? The buck stops almost at my office. I think I'll let some other people resign. So the biggest one that everyone's talking about is the chief investment officer. Her name is Ina Drew. I said her. She's one of the highest-ranking women on Wall Street, by the way. She is really, this one is going to fall on, she's going to fall on the sword, because it was her job to monitor the overall risk of the firm and to really be the person who drives the investment strategy. So she was paid $15.5 million last year, so don't worry, I think she's okay.
Help me out on this. I thought the Volcker Rule would have prohibited what they were doing.
This is a tough one, because there's a lot of confusion. First of all, the Volcker Rule is not in place right yet. It goes into effect over the summer, in July, and companies have 2 years to comply with it. But the thing about Volcker is it says you can't trade for yourself. That's called proprietary trading. But the exception is you can have a hedge to risk that's elsewhere in the company. So you can actually put a trade on if you feel like things in your firm are a little tilted risk-wise because you had to do a trade for a customer, or maybe you did an offering and you got stuck with the shares. So you can hedge and trade against that overall risk. So what is unclear right now is whether this particular trade, would have violated Volcker if it were in effect. And if it's in this gray area, what has happened is people are now saying, well, then why is it so gray? Maybe we shouldn't have such a gray area. Maybe we need to be much clearer. Look, the big issue right now when it comes to regulatory reform, when you talk to lawyers on Wall Street, they'll say it's about making sure these companies have enough capital on hand. If we're going to let them trade, they've got to have enough capital. They've got to make sure that they use less borrowed money or less leverage. And it would certainly help if they were trading less complex stuff. And so make things more transparent.
Want to find out more about all these items we've talked about in this hour? All in print and for your review at the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, DougStephan.com.